Recorded Books presents Secrets of an Undercover Activist by Nat Amore, narrated by Rosalind Oates.
To all the kids who know they can make a difference, and especially for those who are still figuring it out. Green Peas Rule 1. The first rule of green peas is shh. I try to hide my nerves as our sports teacher, Ms. Meza, explains how Cross Country Day is going to work. And next Friday, years 5 and 6 will meet in their assigned groups on the bottom oval at... I hold my breath and close my eyes. Here it comes. Beep, 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 beep. Ms. Meza stops for a moment and scans the school assembly. I keep my eyes fixed on the maths folder on my lap. That's only the first alarm clock. It's stuck to the bottom of a seat over near where Year 3 sits. It's the little black clock with the red numbers. The first few I set to go off are the quieter ones. They'll build up slowly with one going off every minute until the grand finale under Mrs. Kieran's butt. Ms. Meza tries to ignore it, probably assuming some kid forgot to put their phone on silent, and continues with her weekly sports news. At the beginning of lunch, so that we can make sure... Beep, 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 beep. Ding, 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 ding. Some kids are starting to notice and look around. Teachers as well. I can't look too interested yet. The next one will go off under the seat just 2 rows in front of me. Then I can pay attention. For now, I focus on my maths folder. My name is spelt out with stickers on the front, and I pick at the W. It was already partially coming off, and I keep picking until it breaks in half, so my name now reads Casey Vu instead of Casey Wu. Ms. Meza is trying her best to stay on track. Make sure that everyone is checked off before we... Beep, 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 beep. Ding, 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 ding. Merp, merp, merp. That's the one. The one 2 seats in front of me under Emily Berger's seat. She jumps into the air a little, looking around her. This alarm clock's louder than the first two. The kids near me start to giggle. Teachers stand up. I can pay attention now without looking suspicious. Merp, merp, merp. It's a pretty horrible sound. I can't imagine anyone wanting to wake up to that. Everyone's paying attention now. Ms. Meza has given up on her speech and is looking to the teachers on stage for help. A murmur spreads through the assembly. Heads turn left and right, confused. I join in, looking around. But I'm not confused. I know the next one will be in the Year 5 section, and it'll be a good one. I spent a lot of time planning this event. I tested all the alarm clocks and put them in order from quietest and most subtle to loudest and most obnoxious. Obnoxious is a great word. It sounds like some kind of disease, and it has an X in it. X words always sound like they are attacking something. I sat in assembly for weeks, secretly mapping out the chairs in my notebook and marking where everybody sits. Then I plotted where each alarm clock would go. I did test runs at home, syncing the clocks and setting them a minute apart. I laid them out in order on my bedroom floor, listened to them go off, and adjusted everything for the right effect. All with Grandpa downstairs, happily watching his shows with closed captions on. No idea what I was up to just above him. It's one of the upsides to Grandpa being deaf. Alarm clock testing doesn't bother him at all. Zeke grins at me from the row in front, but I glare back at him. It's one of the Green Peas rules, no acknowledgement of other members during an event. We moved it down on the list, number 32 from memory. That doesn't make it any less important, but Zeke can't help himself. He's just so...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?